From the NBA to wealth management to philanthropy, Atlanta resident JoBarry Carroll lives beyond the glory of the free throw line. He's also an artist, and his work inspired him to turn his house into a creative retreat. Seven artists just completed the first run of the residency. I spoke with one of the participating artists, Ann Barry, about the program called the Carroll House.
I was doing some planning about what I might do in terms of, you know, your will and estate and all that, and thought it might be a fun thing to actually witness this instead of having to look down from heaven to see how it goes.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're kind of young to be.
Right. Well, everybody should. I mean, I'm an investment advisor, so this is part of a process we take our clients through. Most people will leave their assets to some institution or create an institution of their own, but they really don't get a chance to enjoy it. And this past 4 weeks has really been a joy. I'm so glad we did it.
So yeah. Why a colony for artists?
Well, I'm an artist, and I've gotten quite a bit of work done over the last few years in the middle of this 50 acres of wood with a pond and that type of thing. So it worked for me, and I thought it might be an idea worth exploring. And we began to meet with different institutions like Sister Cities Atlanta, and they responded with, in this instance, three fellows from Nuremberg, Germany. And then we have one fellow from Freeport, Bahamas, American from Chicago, by way of Colorado and Texas and all over America. and a young woman, Lucha, from she's originally from Venezuela, but she's currently located here in Atlanta. Yeah.
Still intrigued with the idea of a colony. You are an artist yourself. Why a communal setting?
I really don't have a specific answer as much as it's an idea that occurred to me. And it's, we call it a retreat because it's actually my house. I mean, I have a house that's more tall than it is wide, as we witness with people like Yulia when she's trying to be up over counters. You could just see her shoulders and head above my counters. But I did a few minor renovations, and now we have six bedrooms, all individual baths. Each artist has their own unit, I mean, that they can isolate themselves in and get their work done. It's big enough to do your work, although several of them have relocated outside.
Indeed, the property is very beautiful, surrounded by trees and a little lake and woods, and it's idyllic, although it's still part of greater Atlanta.
Yeah, we're nearby. I think that's one of the great benefits for everybody is that we don't, it's not, we're not having to ride. I mean, everybody's familiar with Hambidge and the great service that they provide up there, but it's quite a ride. And here we're near town. You know, you just jog into town for socially or for whatever resources or make provisions, and then you're back home within, you know, 20 minutes from downtown Atlanta.
So what did you look for in your applicants?
It's so hard. I mean, we really got lucky this time. Certainly, you're always looking for seriousness and preparation, some history, although you try not to be too hard in terms of people's past because their future may all be in front of them. So it's a bit of a dilemma you're put in. But the aesthetic as well, in terms of what they're working on, got really lucky. We have a group of artists that are very serious. They work all day into the night. But they're also really good people. It's been really fun. I tease them that they've kind of confused me because I'm going to be expecting this from everybody that comes, and certainly my luck wouldn't be that good. But they're a great bunch.
Well, Yulia Frischman is among the group of inaugural artists, the first artists at the Carroll House. What were your impressions when you arrived?
Yeah, I was the last one with Toby to arrive, so already the other fellows have been there and we met people immediately. Like, it's a little bit like a art family in the house. We share the kitchen and we have dinners together, and Yeah, also we worked like individually daytimes. We all found our preferred way to like build a studio, be able to work.
How is it different creating art in a group environment than it is from working solo in your studio?
I think a lot of artists nowadays like are really single fighters. Like they don't like to really cooperate or work in groups. They want to be successful and better than the colleagues. I don't think this is a good way. I really like to work in a group because you can make it much better and you don't need to pay somebody to help, because a lot of people, a lot of things you can't just do yourself, even if you really work hard. I did a little bit of collaboration with Lucia. Like we did some small pieces together. She wrote a poem and I translated it and we recorded it in English and in German. And I did it in English. She did it in German too. No. She tried.
I'm curious to know, Barry, if having these artists surround you for these few weeks, 4 weeks?
4 weeks.
Has it had an influence on your artwork?
I think it encourages me to be even more serious than I am about it. I'm not in the middle of their group discussion. I try to stay out of the way. I'm an observer. I listen. I pay attention. But I try not to interfere or what would, you know, I want the five of them to create the primary community. And I'm around because I'm doing stuff and I'm working during that time as well. It happens that I'm trying to complete a book, my second book now. So I'm not as there's not like I have an easel up to where they could walk by and see what I'm doing. But a lot of my work is around the house, so they see it. But the short of it is I try to stay out of the way.
Julia, after you return to Germany, what do you think you will recall the most vividly from the experience here?
I'm really curious still about the final reception. There will be people coming to the house and it will be like a small show. People can see what we did and talk with us. And also we had 2 Saturdays already once you have been there. And this was kind of interesting discussions with invited artists and people from the art scene. So I think this was kind of remarkable. And we will go to the Hai Museum, and we have been to the Civil and Human Rights Center and the aquarium so far.
You've seen a bit of Atlanta.
A bit.
Yeah, we're closed. We have try to have a salon each week to where we'll invite either artists or dealers to come in to talk about different aspects of art, culture, and community. And this week's event will be a closing reception to where they will have, because it was important to me that they got something done while they were here. So we talked about it before they arrived, and while they're here, they've been working feverishly on it. And the paint should be dry probably about a half hour before before we invite everybody in. But we have a private reception on the property with the artist and some people from the art community. Some academics, some people with galleries and that type of thing, and then some of my friends as well.
And do you think you'll have postpartum depression when these artists return to their homes?
Yeah, I'd like to be tough, but I'm really not. I really will. They just tickle me because I had all these rules set up that this is the way it's going to be, and we got to keep order and everything, and everybody needs their own transportation, and here I am. I'm just running errands. And oh, we don't want them on the bus stop. Come on. I try to stay out of the way, but they're irresistible.
Well, congratulations on this huge achievement, and Julia, good luck to you upon returning to Germany. I think you'll probably remember this experience for a long time.
Thanks.
Thank you, Lois.